number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Well, it's just gone 7 o'clock, and I'm still in the office. Although it's been a productive day, meetings and plenty of work, although I wanted to spend some time doing some videoing today, but the weather hasn't really been great for that. The temperatures have suddenly dropped to about 4 or 5 degrees from 12, which they were a couple of days ago, and I suppose that's normal winter temperature. But I was trying to do some outdoor videoing just briefly today, and basically got hit by a massive hail storm, which has pretty much carried on and off all day. I've been testing out the Rode IXY, which I think I said I took delivery of the other day. I'm a little bit behind on this, really. But so far it's been really good, and actually I've been showing a client some work I'm doing for them in connection with some interviews, which we're putting on to a website, as you would. And actually, they've been quite impressed with the quality compared to some of the other professional kit that that's been used previously. So far, in terms of a field use, this Rode IXY microphone on the iPhone 6s Plus, which I'm using, has proved really, really invaluable at the moment. And that's what I'm coming to you through now. So much so that I used to record, obviously, off the iPhone microphone previously, just for audio boom and SoundCloud recordings. And also, I used a Yeti desk mic for the desktop, for the Mac. But to be honest with you, I'm finding the quality of the Rode IXY, particularly just for this sort of thing, is just more superior than that, and really good. So really, really pleased. I've been updating some of the other mics this last week as well, just to bring the kit up to a little bit more. A lot of my stuff's about 2 or 3 years old and starting to wear and tear through the use I give it, particularly on the DSLR and things like that. And I've just taken delivery of the Stereo Video Mic Pro. Now, that one's been around a while, but I've tended to use the Video Mic previously, which is more of a boom mic, so it only takes front audio, really. And I found that works really well. But the Video Mic Pro, I'm looking really, really at it to take in more of the ambience at events and activities that I'm filming at or recording at. Although most of my stuff when I'm out and about is pretty much still photography, but trying to do a little bit more video activity as well. So that's been my day. I'm just also looking at putting a new YouTube vlog up shortly, but that's been taking me a little while longer than I'd hoped, for a number of reasons, mainly work related. God, work does get in the way sometimes, but I should be grateful. So hopefully you're going to get on with that tonight. That's once all my account stuff is sorted with my accountant yelling at me for more information. So there we go, exciting times. But anyway, I'm hoping that with my new impetus into getting some more vlogs and podcasts going again this year, that it's going to get me into it a bit. And hopefully with the professional side as well, hopefully I'll see some results from that. Okay, catch up with you soon.